but not only for this reason, but also because they were corrected by the earlier teachings. For the man who had committed fornication, whom they had previously admired and boasted about, they had completely severed ties with and isolated. And he illustrates this when he says, "But if anyone has caused grief, he has not grieved me, but all of you to some extent, not to be too severe. This punishment by the majority is enough." As he continues, he again refers to this when he says, "See what this godly sorrow has produced in you. What eagerness, what defense, what indignation, what alarm, what longing, what zeal, what punishment. At every point you have proved yourselves to be innocent in this matter." Moreover, they gathered the collection he commanded with great enthusiasm. Hence he also says, "For I know your readiness, of which I boast about you to the Macedonians, namely, that Achaia has been prepared since last year." And also Titus, who he sent, they welcomed with great warmth, which he indicates when he says, "His affection for you is all the greater when he remembers that you were all obedient, receiving him with fear and trembling." For all these reasons, he penned the second epistle. It was only right that, just as when they were in error, he chastised them, so when they've rectified their errors, he should acknowledge and praise them. Therefore, this epistle is not severe throughout, but only in a few parts towards the end. Because even among them there were Jews who had high opinions of themselves and criticized Paul as being a braggart and unworthy of respect, which is also indicated by their statement, "His letters are heavy and forceful, but in person he is unimpressive, and his speaking amounts to nothing," implying that when he is present, he appears insignificant, but when he is absent, he boasts greatly in what he writes. Also, to magnify their own reputation, these individuals pretended to accept nothing, which he also references when he says, "And I will keep on doing what I am doing in order to cut the ground from under those who want an opportunity to be considered equal with us in the things they boast about." Furthermore, as they also had eloquence, they were immediately very arrogant. Therefore, he also refers to himself as unskilled in speech, showing that he is not ashamed of this, nor does he consider the contrary a great accomplishment. Thus, since it was likely that some would be misled by these individuals after praising their proper behavior and disparaging their senseless pride in practicing Judaism at the wrong time, he also delivers a mild reprimand on this matter.